But we have 80 current participants in scouting, with an anticipated addition of 30 coming in March when the Weblos bridge over, 110 young men being prepared to be self-reliant, to be team players, and leaders. Can you fathom the impact that that can have in a world that is selfish, is individualistic, and is looking for somebody else to lead? This is one of the most powerful ministries we can participate in. And I'm grateful, and I'm thankful, and I'm very proud of this church for doing it. Now, there's things that we could do to support them even more, and I'm going to offer them and suggest them now. Number one, I invite each of you to be a friend of scouting. You say, what's a friend of scouting? A friend of scouting is somebody who, when the springtime comes around, is willing to give a little money to help support scouting. It costs $250 for each scout to participate that we don't put out, that National Capital Area has to collect. Is that right? $250 a scout. Now, we're going to have scouting whether we participate in that or not. But you know what? We'll have scouting in an even better way if you're willing to be a friend of scouting. And I invite you to be that. There'll be a brochure for you to figure that out if you want to. But I invite you to consider it. I also invite you to consider being a merit badge counselor. There are, I don't know, how many merit badges are there? 125. Mel Uhas, who we remembered last Monday, Millie, how many did he have? 52 merit badges. He earned 52 merit badges, which is probably as many as there were then. I don't know. You know, but still, you could be a merit badge counselor. Most of you have gifts and skills that would match a merit badge somewhere. And I invite you to look at that list and to become a merit badge counselor. Talk to Tammy or Eric or myself, and we will help you become one. The third way I invite you to consider this powerful ministry in scouting is to consider chartering a venture crew. Will you say, what's a venture crew? Well, a venture crew is another, how do you want to call it, variation of the Boy Scout model, in which boys and girls age 16 to 21 are coming together in a shared interest. It might be environmental issues. It might be outdoors work. It could be any number of things. And it's an opportunity for them to continue the kind of character building that goes on in Boy Scouts and in Girl Scouting. An opportunity to, one, become self-sufficient, a team player, and a good leader. And it connects with them until they're age 21 or 22. I invite you to become a chartering organization for a venture crew in this place and in this time. Scouting is a great gift. You know how much I think it's a good thing. And I invite you to see how good it is by participating and continuing your support. Let us pray. We are pleased today, dear God, to honor our young people engaged in the honorable tradition of scouting. We are proud of them and gladly acknowledge their importance to us and our community. We thank you for their leaders who give valuable time and effort to convening and training them, and for all who help with their troops in any way. We believe that the values they espouse as scouts come from you, for you have taught us the meaning of discipline, the virtue of work, reverence for life and nature, and the ethics of honesty and trustworthiness. You have shown us, moreover, the importance of caring for others in the community and for serving them in humble yet meaningful ways. We pray for our own scouts in particular, and for all scouts as well, here and in other parts of the world, that they may continue to find joy and blessedness in their programs, and that they may grow into adulthood as strong and responsible men and women who will make valuable contributions to their churches, their communities, their countries, and the world. May your Holy Spirit rest upon them to guide them, especially at the more difficult points of their journeys, and bring them happily into your eternal kingdom. For you are our God, and we commend them to you with all our hearts. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.